Welcome back to Durker and Hot on Baseball, where I'll talk old school baseball with former Astros pitcher, broadcaster, and manager Larry Durker. In this episode, I talked with Larry about how he adjusted his pitching style as he got older and how he was able to face the end of his big league career as a pitcher. You've talked before about how as you got farther along in your career, you were less over the top and came lower and lower. That's just a product of wear and tear on your arm and trying to find a comfortable slot to throw from?
That was the main thing. And trying to get enough velocity and movement to get somebody out. If you can't throw comfortably, it's almost impossible to have good control because you anticipate that sharp pain as you let go of the ball.
Yeah.
So you're trying to find a place where you don't feel that sharp pain so you can concentrate on the pitch itself instead of having in the back of your mind that your arm's going to hurt when you throw the ball.
Does that take the finish off your pitches also, the late movement that you had before?
I'm not even really sure. What I know is that even as I got down a little bit more towards sidearm, I still tried to throw four-seam fastballs and did. And sometimes I could cut under and then make it sail too. But it was obviously a lot easier to throw a four-seam fastball with good control if you threw overhand.
Yeah.
So anyway, when I got down there, I just tried to find an assortment of pitches that so I could compete. And I think when I found places where there was comfort, if I had a couple Darvon on, a lot of hot stuff, and I probably, I wasn't throwing as hard, but I still threw hard enough to jam somebody. So that's what I do. In that last spring, everybody was teeing off on me. When the Bing Devine called me in to let me go, he said, "Hey, look, you're only 31. I'm sure somebody, I can make some calls, but we just don't have room." And I said, "Don, don't worry about it." And see, hey, I'm tired of having a sore arm, and I'm really tired of having my ass kicked by guys that should be just going back to the dugout. And so I'm done. That was it.
Is that something that only live hitters in game conditions can tell you, that can show you, that all the bullpens in the world really won't show you that much? Well, I mean, you can work in the bullpen on grips, movement, different pitches and stuff.
Yeah, you can work in the bullpen on your repertoire, getting ready and trying to, make pitches to, that have certain kinds of movements of places in the strike zone or just out of the strike zone and all that. But, you're at the end, that's when the hitters tell you, because you throw these pitches, breaking pitches that are just a little bit low, and they just stand there and spin on them. Whereas when you had, more lively stuff and sharper stuff, they'd swing because it would look like a strike, and they know they have to start the bat a little earlier because you throw a little harder. But once you have bad control and bad stuff, they just stand there and wait to lunge up on you, and even the even the lesser hitters can do it. So that's what was especially irritating to me, was when guys just aren't even that good of hitters at all. We'd just be hitting the ball, just ripping it. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of pain, and I'm damn sure tired of getting my ass kicked.
I remember we were talking about Gibson. This would be a good way to wrap it up. Is I think the last hitter he ever faced was Pete LeCocq of the Cubs. And he hit a home run, might have even been a grand slam off Gibson. And he said, when I'm facing Pete LeCocq and he takes me deep, I know it's time to quit.
Yep. And that's I'm sure that's when most pitchers do quit. The hitters tell you. There may be some other guys that have hung it up a little earlier before they really got hit very hard. But I think most of us, same thing. Carlson went on for a year, maybe a year and a half, getting hit pretty hard before it was finally the end for him. And Perry went on and on. He could probably still pitch.
Carlton had a little time with the Giants and the Indians, and he bounced around.
He bounced Twins. He bounced around quite a bit the last year.
I think maybe it was Doug Harvey who said about Koufax that he thought, even though he had a tremendous year in 66 that last season, he thought he had lost a lot off his fastball. And he told somebody, if he loses as much in the next year as he did in this year, you're really going to see him start getting hit. And I thought that was pretty surprising for a guy who still won like 27 games. Do you remember ever thinking that or seeing that in Koufax?
I was surprised when he shut it down because of the year he had and because of the stuff I'd seen. I think he never dropped his arm down toward three quarter of the slider on the side arm. He had the same exact delivery, and he really had. You could see the pain in his face.
Yeah.
I remember one time John Bateman, who was kind of a funny guy, we're in our dugout at the dome, and he struck somebody out, and the ball went around, and he had this anguish on his face. And Bateman said, "If it hurts that much, Sandy, don't throw."
Yeah.
He just blew somebody away. It looks like he was in abject pain.
Yeah.
I didn't see that he lost his stuff, but I could see in his face that he was hurting.
And I guess he also added a forkball late in his career also to try to mix it up a little bit.
I remember that, but I would be surprised.
Yeah, I remember an interview with Pete Rose talking about facing Koufax and how tough it was, and that he was waiting for Koufax to lay that fastball on him, and he kept throwing him forkballs and striking him out, and then he'd stand on the mound and laugh at him. So you do what you got to do.
I bet Sandy wouldn't remember that.
Yeah.
He might remember throwing a forkball, but I doubt if he would remember laughing at anybody.
Yeah.
In fact, I would question that he ever did. But, you know, Pete can embellish the story, too, as you heard on that interview I did with him.
Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of Durker and Hot on Baseball. Check us out on Facebook or at hotcorner.com.